This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Officials say to expect heavy traffic on westbound I-70 near the Eisenhower Tunnel after a major crash closed part of the interstate this morning. The accident forced the Colorado Department of Transportation to keep the road closed for more than 4 hours. CDOT says I-70 is now back open and to expect up to 45 minutes of extra travel time on the corridor. Counties most affected by this summer's biggest wildfires are getting $5 million in federal money to help recovery efforts. CPR's Dan Boyce says a group of officials, including Senator Michael Bennett, announced the funds during a tour of the fire-ravaged Glenwood Canyon.
With firefighters still working to put out the nearby Grizzly Creek fire, Glenwood Springs Mayor Jonathan Godis told the tour of officials he's already looking to next year.
We got spring runoff coming. We got rains coming next summer, and that is immediate, urgent need.
The steep, fire-blackened walls of Glenwood Canyon will now be especially prone to flash floods and rock slides. That puts the Colorado River and the critical I-70 corridor at risk. The money is from a federal emergency protection fund. Officials say more restoration money will be needed. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Efforts to unseat four members of the Arvada City Council have failed. The city's clerk announced today that circulated petitions calling for a recall election did not get enough signatures to go forward. The petitioners had been trying since June to force the recall over a trash and recycling collection contract that they say was unfair. It is 87 degrees with a few clouds in Denver. You're listening to CPR News.